بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر الشيخ يقبل رومي وقت تبريد الدورة الشيخ العرب والعجم الدشا حكيم محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده سناء الشريف in a praise of مدينة الشريف. The title is فيضان مدينة. هي فيضان مدينة. ساحل پہ لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو, ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ, ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ. گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, یہ دولت ایمان, یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ, فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, فیضان نبوت سے ملا اس کو سکینہ, فیضان نبوت سے ملا اس کو سکینہ. اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, اے ختم رسول, اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, ہر شر سے ہوئے پاک بنے مثل نگینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, صدقے میں تیرے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت, جو کفر کی ظلمت سے تھا ایک عبد کمینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت, اے صلی علی, اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت, جو مثل حجر تھا وہ ہوا رشک نگینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھنور میں, جو ڈوبنے والا,
جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھنور میں، اب راہبر امت ہے وہ گمراہ سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، جو کفر کے ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، جو کفر کی ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، ہے نور ولایت سے منور وہی سینہ، ہے نور ولایت سے منور وہی سینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد، اللہ کا احسان ہے بے خون و پسینہ، اللہ کا احسان ہے بے خون و پسینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو، فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ، فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. جزاک
ریب درود شریف انشاءاللہ. And whenever we hear the name or the title of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us read Durood Sharif. He had this poem, this whole ash'ar. He are just in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should be so nice if we could have all been reading Durood Sharif. But we were like all immersed in our thoughts. All are reading in the heart, but if we could be reading with a little bit of sound also, it will bring a lot of barakat in the majlis and in our lives also. Let us always become conscious of reading Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faizan-e-Madina hai, Faizan-e-Madina. The title of this Naat Sharif, that it is the faiz, the barakat, the goodness of Medina. It is all the faith and the goodness and the barakat of Medina that we see all around. May Allah open our eyes to see the barakat of Medina Sharif everywhere. All the masajid, then we are Muslims, it's all the barakat of Medina Sharif. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat and went to Medina to Munawwara, and from there the effort Allah took in a short while, and then Islam spread in the whole world, and till the day of Qiyamah it's going to keep on spreading. No matter how much anyone wants to put out the light of Islam, وَيَعْمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Allah has definitely decided that Allah will complete His Noor. And there was no way really in our times that Islam could have reached the four corners of the world. Allah made it with migrants, people migrating, refugees going different places, everywhere, whatever happened in Spain. And then they transferred all the Muslims to South America. The whole world, Allah Ta'ala has sent Muslims in every country where adhans are taking place, where there are masjid, the name of Allah is taking place. All this is the faidan of Medina Sharif. We are indebted to Medina Sharif. We are indebted to the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are fully indebted to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also. So every person naturally should also have the desire from within himself of me going to Medina Sharif and going to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The city itself also so Mubarak, the masjid also, and all this by the barakat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that, may Allah bless us, open all the doors, all these restrictions and protocols, may Allah remove them, and every person can go freely and fulfill the desires of his heart at the Rauza Mubarak in Medina Sharif, just seeing Medina Sharif from far, entering Medina Sharif, all this may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala bless us with it. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina. My boat, my ship will also inshallah reach the shore sometime. In other words, my du'as, my desires, my wishes will also be fulfilled. And every person, we can't go now at the moment, but we should have it fully in our hearts that all the time our du'as also and our desire to be going to Medina Sharif. Dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah or Medina. And that our ship will reach the shore, that is that we will see with great passion and love, we will see Makkah Sharif, we will see Medina Sharif. And when we go there, we should envisage the Makkah Sharif of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Medina Sharif of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today it's a complete modern, and all the modern hotels, etc. And even we have to stay in those hotels, but we should always have that desire that the old Medina Sharif of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the old Makkah Sharif, that should be in our hearts all the time. Mu'min jo fida naqshe kaffe paaye nabi ho. That mu'min, he is a mu'min, he is very honorable and very great that he is a mu'min. The value of iman he's got. But together with that, if he is not only following the sunnah, but fidaho, he has given his life, his everything he has given for naqshe kaffe paaye nabi, for the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is for the sunnah. A person becomes a die heart of the sunnah. The sunnah means everything to him. And if that is the case, then there is absolutely no question of fashion, brand names, following the stupid, silly ways of the animal kingdom of the West. It won't even arise. We have got the most superior fashion that we are following, the fashion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no fashion after the fashion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no brand name after brand name of sunnah. That is the greatest brand name, sunnah. And we try and follow that it comes in us, and we make an effort also, and du'as also, that it comes in the whole ummah. Our young boys out there, our young girls out there, all the people out there who are taking it as a pride to be following like animals and worse than animals, the way, the stupid and silly ways of this worldly people. But that a person becomes completely fida. He gives his life, everything, for the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in there we have the beautiful example of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our aslaf, our akabirin, that how they gave their lives for the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not one sunnah they were prepared to let go. The eyesight could go, but I can't make one namaz, one sajda different from that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My life can go also, but I can't give up a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this comes in our heart. أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَىٰي الْحُمَقَىٰ. Read Durood Sharif inshallah. That must I give up the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these stupid and ignorant people. That نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah has given honor and greatness in the, by Islam. And Islam is Quran and Hadith primarily. Then it is fiqh and all the things related to that. But that Allah gave us izzat in that. If we look for honor and izzat in other stupid things, how can you find honor and izzat in that? all the stupid and silly things, and all the things following the Western way of life, etc., modernism, etc., whatever it can be, it isn't that it remains still there. A person goes further and further. Then even a person won't realize, but he reaches right up to idol worship also. And then not only that he is doing idol worship, but he regards this as right, and he gives his life for it. So to move away a little bit from deen is very dangerous. A person is going already on a slippery road, and he can just keep on slipping. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah said, the Bani Israel, they were muwahid, they were people who believed in Tawheed. They were followers of Musa alayhi salam and good followers of his. But because of that hidden kufr in their heart, and they moved away from the tariqah of Musa alayhi salam, then they were drenched. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. They were drenched with the ibadat of the cow which they started worshipping, that all came into them. They were also muwahid, were believing in Tawheed of Allah, and they were the companions of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, two Nabis they had present with them. But in spite of that and all this, they went totally astray, and they thought that this is the right way, and they were adamant about it. So this is all, a person must be, that kufr which is in the heart, which lurks in the heart, and a person doesn't know about it also. It comes out when we are tested. Then a person is seen which side he is. So Allah may give us the true, genuine iman, pure iman. And this pure iman will lead a person towards righteousness and goodness all the time. Who zair qadam aaj bhi alam ka khazina. And absolutely no doubt, if we will bring sunnahs again back into our lives, the treasures of the world will be under our feet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the crowns of the rulers of Persia and Rome will come here into Medina Sharif. And it came, all the treasures of the world that they are will all come back to Medina Sharif also. So if we, but condition is, we become die hearts of the sunnah, and we don't follow the lifestyle of the non-believer. Today their lifestyle, that has become our lifestyle, and we're not even thinking and giving it a second thought. How they make holidays, their bookings, their traveling, ours is the same also. If they are having brides and barbecues, we also have to have them. Whether then we are walking around a mini Jahannam, but it's also a thing of pride and an achievement that we also are having a bride. But we are resembling their way of life, and we are doing what they are doing, and that we take pride in that. All the stupid and silly things, their education, which is built on falsehood. Because it is what is called secular education without deen, without religion, without Allah Ta'ala. So all that is completely baseless. What is without Allah Ta'ala? La mawjuda illa Allah. La maqsooda illa Allah. Object is Allah. And if you take out Allah from the equation, then what is that? There is nothing in there then. But today, it is our honor to graduate at a university, to go and study at a university, and to live in that filthy environment of theirs. It is our honor, and honor to send my daughter there, honor to send my son there. This is unfortunately, so, but if we bring sunnahs into our lives, and the easy way Allah has made, just read salawat ala nabi. Read Durood Sharif, and Allah will bring the passion of sunnah, and Allah will bring sunnahs in our lives. If sunnahs come in our lives, Allah will bring the treasures of the world under the feet of the Muslims again. Kar sunnat nabawi ki kare peyrawi ummat. If the ummat will follow, and this is not a matter of two or three people doing it, but the ummat at large. Nobody is perfect, and nobody is going to be perfect. But by and large, if the ummah will follow sunnah, today unfortunately the elite in the ummah, the pious people also, our lifestyle are almost 100% that of the way of the enemy. The ways of those people who are not stabbing us in the back, but who are stabbing us openly in the front. And yet we feel it a pleasure to follow their ways. What they are vomiting out, their filth and dirt, we are licking it up. And we are saying Jazakallah for it also. And we are thanking them. And living that lifestyle is our pride today. But if we will follow the sunnah, the ummah at large will follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tufaan se nikal jayega phir uska safina. The ship of the ummah that has come in the terrible storms, and the storms are just throwing it about from one side to another. That ship has got no direction also. It's got no security and peace also. It's in a terrible condition. And if we follow sunnah, Allah will take us out of that. Whether it is on individual basis, any person who will bring sunnah in his life, him Allah will take out from, no matter what their problems. People today are in very, very difficult conditions and problems. People who are facing problems, people who have gone into wrong and evil, if it be drugs, alcohol, whether it be humanizing, whether it be gambling, and some people, all the filth and dirt of this magic and all this the works of shaitan, terrible, and they have reached such low ebbs, completely right, finished, burnt out, right at the bottom. But just start bringing sunnah. And to bring sunnah, just start reading Durood Sharif. And all this will come. And see that person who was completely head on, you are going to be meeting a head on collision, accident, right on. And in right at the last, you reach right about to just knock into the other car. But just start with your Durood Sharif and see how Allah will put you on the super highways again. Saved from all that harm and everything. And even if you have made your accident already, and you can still read your Durood Sharif and see how Allah will return everything. One person told yesterday, a person, Muslim person, riding a motorbike and head on collision with another car, and his condition, whole body, almost every part finished. A non-Muslim doctor, Greek doctor, when he saw him, he teared, he cried, and he said, only your God saved you. Allah will save a person. So just let us return back to Deen, and the easiest way, we all find it difficult, but read Durood Sharif, and see how Allah will return us to the whole of Deen. And then we will come out of all these problems on an individual basis, no matter what problems we are facing. Start, bring sunnah into our lives. And for that, read Durood Sharif and see how Allah will take us out from all these problems. Ye daulat e iman jo mili saare jahan ko, this great, great treasure, the greatest treasure of the world, all the world put together, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till Qiyamah, all the world with all its treasures, with all its, what they call knowledge, and with all its parliaments and politicians and all the corporate world and all, everything what you can think of, can't compare with one iota of Iman. And that Allah gave us free of charge. How merciful is not Allah? And if we think of it, every one of us, I myself, where am I fit for this Iman, for this great treasure? And which translates into the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And which translates into Jannah. And which translates into getting saved from Jahannam. This Iman, what they think Allah ta'ala has given us. But for, today, unfortunately, our shukr is very, very little. We hardly make shukr. For example, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said that the best amongst you is the best who is to his wives, and I am the best to my wives. So we think our treatment with our wives, which is perhaps the closest relationship we have got with anyone, but what is our relationship? If we think our whole lives since we are married, or today is one day that our wives cooked for us, They prepare our clothes, have our clothes washed, ironed. We want to go and bath, they put it in the bathroom for us. Everything they do. Did we ever tell them Jazakallah? We hardly ever appreciate. And a woman really, she cooks for us also. And she puts the food down. And we just tell her, there are a few guests coming. Or even sometimes last minute, a few guests have come and just arrange something. She goes out of her way and she prepares and she puts everything. But we don't say one Jazakallah also. And a woman's stomach doesn't get, a woman doesn't get full with food. She hardly really eats. While she's cooking, she might taste to see if it's right. But she hardly really eats. But just telling her Jazakallah, very much appreciated, then it, how much won't she appreciate it? And that fills her stomach. Dr. Mayat, marhum, who was in Petersburg, was an ashik of the Quran Sharif. His life he devoted to the Quran Sharif. He told us one time that a non-Muslim, a white man, had come to his house and had meals. After the meals, he told, tell your wife, thank you, I appreciate very much she had prepared. He told his wife, she was surprised. She said, who and who hasn't come to our house to eat? But nobody appreciated and told me thank you. And we have to take a lesson that we also should learn to appreciate. When we eat at somebody's place also, we don't thank the people also. And forget, if we do thank them, but the woman folk who prepared, and all the work is the woman's folk. They think before time what to prepare, what to arrange, take out the things from the freezer, order this, arrange that, how I'll do this, but we don't say one Jazakallah also. So we have to, and how much mustn't we then? We make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The ni'mat of Iman. Really think, in my whole day do I make shukr? Our Buzurgani Deen, they advise that perform at least 2 rakats of nafal namaz of shukr to Allah for the treasure of Iman. Who of us does that? Even just taking out half a minute, 10 seconds, and just making shukr to Allah, you gave us this greatest, greatest treasure. And that I'm not fit for it in the least but whatsoever. But you have given me this great treasure. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if Iman was according to a person's status in society, if it was according to a person's financial status, if it was according to family lineage, which family you belong to, then where should Bilal's name come? Way, right at the end, far away. But Allah gave the treasure of Iman to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Abu Jahl was deprived of it, Abu Lahab was deprived of it. Allah had given Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what a level of Iman Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So this treasure of Iman is a very great treasure. When I get a new car, I become happy. I get a new house, I'm happy. I get new clothes, I'm happy. But this treasure of Iman, we don't appreciate it. Faizan-e Madina hai, ye Faizan-e Madina hai. And all this Iman we got was the great faiz, the Faizan, the great, great miracle, the great, great gift, and the gift free of charge of Medina Sharif. And we should think and read kitabs on Sirat, and what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, together with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what they went through in Medina Sharif. What were difficulties and hardships. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the beginning, he said that being in solitude was made beloved to me. And he should go to Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, and he should make Allah's ibadah, take his provision. And as long as his provision lasted, he should be making the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. But afterwards, when he came, after got Nabuwat, after Nabuwat, now it was not allowed to him to go to Ghari Hira. The only time he stayed in a cave again was Ghari Sur. 3 days on the way to Medina Sharif. And his Ghari Thur and his Ghari Hira, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him at night. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا. Make the ibadah. So have your solitude at night. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Fill your tanks with the nur of Allah's ibadah. And in the day now, no more going to Ghari Hira. No more going in solitude now. Now it is, يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر. Now stand up and work amongst the people and guide other people. So for us also, at nights we do our ibadah. In the day, try and make our effort. Our real work is not our job. It's not our house and the maintenance of the house and seeing to our earnings and making our investments. Our main job is to bring people to this realization. Our own people today, we are supposed to call other people, but we are gone off the road completely. And we have to make effort on ourselves and try and guide other people also. Let them see the true light. People who are seeing their success, their honor, their enjoyment in the filth and dirt of the West, which is more dirtier than stool and urine also, more dirtier than blood and pus also, more dirtier than vomit and what we vomit out, all more dispute. More filthier than that is their lifestyle. And we are thinking of it, our honor in that. Where have we reached? Which level have we gone down to? So it is our duty that we try and make effort and let people realize and see it. And be sacrificed for Medina Sharif, for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the great deen of Islam, and the real source of it all, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has blessed us with this. Jo qalb parishan tha sada ranjo alam se, that heart that was uneasy, that was restless for a long, long time, all difficulties and hardships that it was facing. Faizan in Nabuwat se mila usko sakina. By the faizan of Nabuwat, by the faiz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teachings, his beautiful deen, they got sakina. They got peace, tranquility. And today also, any person, no matter which ebb he has reached, he can be in drugs also. We don't need rehab centers, really we don't need. We don't need psychologists and psychiatrists. We need Sunnat-e-Nabawi. And for that, easy durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will bring Sunnat-e-Nabawi. And that will bring this peace in the lives of everyone. People who are going through what turmoil in the world, what difficulties and hardships people are going through. All that will be it will come to an end. And not only an end, but Allah will replace it with complete peace and tranquility. It is in the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo dard-e-muhabbat ka wadiyat tha azal se. And that dard-e-muhabbat, that love of Allah Ta'ala, that great enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala, which was kept as a treasure from beginning, from the azal, from since ever, which was kept, mu'min pe ho, kash wo matfoon khazina. May that treasure be opened up to that hidden treasure. Hazrat explained, treasure, that is called a treasure, that you have it, but you don't know you got it. Like for example, where your house is, there's a gold mine there, but you don't know it's a gold mine. That is what is called the treasure. It is there, but you don't know it is there. So Allah has kept this treasure. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born with this. So now that has to be just taken out and be let it shine. Allah, when He asked, Alastu bi rabbikum, then everyone, the mu'min, the kafir, the atheist, everyone said, Bala, undoubtedly, definitely, O Allah, You are our Rabb. So that treasure of Iman is really in the crevices of every person's heart. But now it is, and from Azal, Allah has put it there. Now it is just that we have to work and open up. The mine is there, start mining now. And take out this treasure from the heart. Ye khatme rusul, kitne bashar aapke sadqe. Oh, the finality of Nabuwat, the last and final Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, by your sadqah, by your barakat, by your effort, har shar se hue paak bane misal nagina. They became pure of every evil, every dirt, whether it's hatred, jealousy, pride, animosity, whether it is open kufr, drugs, liquor, womanizing, gambling, whatever evil you can think of, all that they became pure, mithal nagina, like a wonderful pearl, diamond, like a wonderful gem, pure and clean. And then how you keep that diamond, how you hide it away, that gem, you keep it in a beautiful case, you will put a silk around it, you will put ether on it, you will treasure it, like that every mu'min has got it, and he can become like that. Every mu'min can become like that. Khalij jo tha anwar muhabbat ki ramak se, those people who are completely empty of anwari muhabbat, the beautiful anwarat, the beautiful radiance and the beautiful fragrance of muhabbat. Muhabbat, love is a great thing, and the love of Allah, what to say about that? The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of sunnah, who Allah blesses with, what a great thing. All of that ki ramak se, by the ramak of it, the very slight bit of it, the people who are empty of even the slightest bit of this love of Allah Ta'ala, ek aag ka darya sa lage hai wahi seena, there was nothing in that heart, not even the slightest bit of the love of Allah, but by the barakat of sunnah, that heart became a burning fire of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the love of sunnah. And all this we can acquire by the barakat of ittiba'i sunnah, and that will come by durood sharif. And durood sharif is easy for everyone to read. If we are not still reading our 100 duroods a day, at least make sure we read our 100 duroods and see miracles happening in our life. Openly we will see miracles happen. And if we can read 100 duroods and blow on the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, on our money where we keep, blow on there and see the barakat of durood sharif on with everything. And the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, jo khud nahi the raah pe, who were not themselves on the right path before they accepted Islam, they became the guides of the ummah, the people who were right astray and in kufr and shirk. That sahabi explains to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how he had buried his own daughter with his own hand. It was so hard for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to listen to it. But those very people became the great guides of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim iqtadaytum, whoever you will follow, you will be guided. Allah made my sahaba like the guiding stars. Each one of them, Allah gave them those qualities. And all that was the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that was durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how they cherished for the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sadqe mein tere ho gaya wo rehbare ummat. By your sadqa, by your kindness, they became the guides of the ummat. Each sahabi. Jo kufr ki zulmat se tha ek abde kamina. And that person who was because of the darkness of kufr, and he was an abde kamina, that is, he was a kamina, a despised person, a disliked person, a person people looked down upon him. That very same abde kamina became Abdullah, became Abdul Rahman, he became the slave of Allah, and by that way Allah Ta'ala made him rich. He salli ala aapka faizane rasul visalat. Oh you for whom durood sharif we should read all the time. By your faizan of risalat, by your graces and your mercies, and your great barakat of your nabuwat and your risalat, jo misal hajar tha, wo hua rashke nagina. That person was a stone, no value of that stone. It doesn't have the value of 1 cent also a stone. But that person became the envy of the gems and pearls of the world. That same stone became the envy of the gems and diamonds of the world. Jo doobne wala tha dalalat ki bhawar mein, that person who was drowning in the floods of misguidance, of kufr, shirk, and the floods were coming, and a storm was coming in the sea, a tsunami was coming, and there was no chance for him to get saved. Ab rehbare ummat hai wo gumra safina. That person became, not only got saved himself, but he became a guide of the ummat. That same person, now he has become wo gumra safina. That ship, that person that was lost, that there was no hope for his survival, he has saved the world now. So it is just for us to come onto the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo kufr ke zulmat se tha nange khalaiq, that person jo kufr ke zulmat se, that darkness, zulmatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, darkness upon darkness. If a person goes in the sea, then as he goes down, there is only darkness all the time. Darkness upon darkness. The ray of the sunlight, a ray of sunlight doesn't reach there. It's only darkness all the time. So, and the darkness of kufr is even worse. More worse than the darkness of this world. If we all experience some darkness, at night we're sleeping, the lights are off, we get up, and if the curtains are drawn, there is no light whatsoever. Darkness. But other darkness, and if a person hasn't got eyesight also, darkness on darkness. But worse than all that darkness is the darkness of kufr. Jo kufr ki zulamat se tha, nange khalai. He was the worst in the creation, and the most looked down upon. He noore vilayat se munawwar wahi seena. Now that very person, as soon as just bring the sunnahs of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in your life, and you get the noor of wilayat. You become a wali of Allah, and the noor of wilayat comes into you, into your heart, your mind, your every vein and every part of your body. This noor comes in. Then that person becomes hey noor wilayat se munawwar wahi seena. That heart now becomes filled with this light. And this is for every person. You don't have to be belonging to any family. You don't have to be a Maulana or a Hafiz. Whoever you are, a person who can be a Kafir also, a worse, hardcore atheist also, just let him come on this path, and Allah will make him a wali and a guide for mankind today. For all of us, this door is open. And this is the great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhtar ki zuma aur sharf na'ati Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, my tongue and the honor of praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our tongues are not fit for it. Our eyes are not fit to see Medina Sharif. Our tongues are not fit to take the name Medina in Makkah. And so this is all the graces. Allah ka ihsan hai be khun o pasina. It's only the favors of Allah Ta'ala without any effort from our side. No bloodshed, we don't even shed some perspiration. No sweat also. It is only the fazl of Allah that we have got this great treasure. So how much shouldn't we honor it and appreciate this great ni'mat of Iman, the great ni'mat of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We all should consider also that how much dua have we made that Makkah Sharif must open, Medina Sharif must open. To criticize, we criticize very easily. That we criticize the government there and the rulers there. Allah give them hidayat. But who of us makes dua that Allah guides them and that they open up the whole of the haram again and make it freely available for people to come for hajj, for umrah, and to enjoy this great, great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has kept there. We all should allocate some time for those duas. And for everything else also, for the ummah, we should be making dua. Who of us are really making dua for the Taliban? It should be a regular feature in our daily du'as that we make du'a for them. But we just become oblivious, unmindful, and things of this dunya overtake us. Our own body, our own homes, our businesses, our things, that those things we give preference to. And if that is the condition of those that we think we are pious, or we are on the right path, we are on sunnah, then what to say of the rest of the ummah? If that is our condition, then what will the, and then we are complaining of the ummah all the time. What's happening here? What those people are doing? What's happening? Our own condition is so poor. If we improve our condition, and there can be nothing greater than not only following sunnah, but becoming a die heart of sunnah. And everything of ours, we do according, we try our best to do according to sunnah. And where we slip up, then we make tawbah, istighfar. We don't say, well, that it was must, we just missed it or something. No, really, we feel guilty and we feel bad. In a business deal, if we didn't get one contract, which way we should have made perhaps a million rand profit, 2 million rand profit. Or if it's on a smaller scale, 1,000, 2,000 rand, we should have made some money on some deal. And we missed it, we can't eat food. We can't get sleep that night. Sunnahs we are missing out, and it means nothing to us. Nothing happens to us whatsoever. Allah bring us to reality of the real reality, which will open in the akhirah, but then it will be too late. Yeah, Allah has given us the opportunity now to realize, and for us to take this message and make others realize, to sit with people, to discuss a business deal with the rep, with the person who comes from the firms, etc. We spend half an hour, 1 hour discussing what discounts we will get, what good deals we can make, etc. But about deen, who of us will take out half an hour and discuss with somebody? And go to somebody and sit and discuss with him. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this. And the more we're going to talk about it, the more it will come into us. And Allah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is right. It's a common principle that the person who is put in charge to give out anything like sweets, ice creams at a place or whatever, then his share is kept by the person who is telling him to go and give out. His share is kept. Whatever his wages are kept. You do this job, but your wages I will give it. So if we will do this, Allah will give us the share from his side. And the wages Allah will give, all this in the world, nobody can come anywhere close to it. How Allah will make that heart, as we have read in these ashar, Naat Sharif, how the heart will become munawwar, full of light, and the radiance and brilliance of deen and sunnah will come into that heart. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.